Innisfail. One by one, a long line of young figure skaters formed in the lobby of the Innisfail Twin Arena for autographs and photos from a true national hero. Up to 70 up-and-coming athletes from about 10 clubs from across central Alberta and beyond signed up to take part in the Skater Development Clinic at the Innisfail Twin Arena on November 19. The day-long clinic was headlined by retired world champion figure skater Ketlin Osmond, a gold, silver and bronze medal-winning Olympian and one of the best figure skaters Canada has ever produced. The 26-year-old Osmond, now a university student in Edmonton and deeply committed to mentoring young skaters, was happy to oblige signing autographs, having photos taken and offering many words of encouragement. Her cherished clinic work on November 19 was also her first visit to Innisfail. "It's been amazing. I've driven past while driving from Edmonton to Calgary and this is the first time stopping in," said Osmond, noting she's had about 10 clinics since September. "I am amazed to see how many skaters actually showed up today. This is probably the most skaters I've ever had in one seminar." The clinic was spearheaded and organized by the soon-to-be-retiring Nadine Corsiger, Special Events Coordinator for the Innisfail Skating Club, ISC. The event also featured Rising Dance Pair stars William Odson and Marianne Hubert from Calgary's Huntington Hills Skating Club, as well as club coach Tammy Schmidt and Tyler Miles, director of skating at Calgary's Kalalta Figure Skating Club and a certified national coach, and accomplished coach Jessica Goss from Edmonton's Ice Palace Figure Skating Club. "The skaters are attentive and listening and so focused because they've got these high-level coaches, including Ketlin Osmond, but all of our guest skaters and coaches are amazing and bring something different to the table," said Corsiger, who received a gift basket after the clinic for her long inspirational service to ISC. "There's choreography, there's dance, there's free skate. They all have different skills where they're strong, and they're all doing different things with the skaters. I guarantee the skaters are all going to take one or more things away from this they can use in the skating goals they have." Osmond said helping skaters at small-town clinics is important to her as she originally came from Marystown, Newfoundland and Labrador, a town of just 5,200 citizens. "That's where I started and that's where I built such an amazing community of friends and I'm still friends with a lot of them," said Osmond. "That's what I like to support and build in smaller communities is saying that you don't have to be from a bigger city to be able to do these sports. It doesn't matter what level you're aiming to be at. It's just a fun way to stay active," she added. "And it's a great way to build a community of friends that are supportive and care for each other." The clinics are long days for Osmond, including the one in Innisfail, which ran into the late afternoon with the scores of autographs and photographs. The Olympic and world champion was tired, but she always had a bright smile for everyone. "When I get home probably in an hour, you'll see me very cranky. Just my tiredness kind of hits but then I'm good again," said Osmond with a hearty chuckle. "Ultimately everyone is such a joy to work with and their energy gives me a lot of energy. This is something that puts a smile on my face as much as it puts a smile on their faces."